Weird Animals. Genevieve Koshenda. Series Editor, Bob Hastings. Chapter 1. What's so weird about that? The way an animal looks or behaves might be weird to us, but it works for them. Let's look at the warthog. To our eyes, it looks very weird. But to another warthog, this animal looks normal, maybe even beautiful. Maybe warthogs think people look weird. But some animals also look strange to other animals. This helps them survive. For example, some scientists believe that a zebra's stripes are not for camouflage, but to make an optical illusion. When a lion sees a group of zebras, it can't see where one zebra ends and another begins. It doesn't know where to bite. So, a zebra's stripes help it to survive. Sometimes, animal behavior seems very strange to us, but it's normal in the animal's world. When some kinds of male penguins want to find a mate, for example, they look for just the right female. This is not easy, because penguins sometimes live in groups of thousands. When he finally finds the girl of his dreams, he doesn't do a dance or sing like other birds. He looks for rocks. He picks up a rock and puts it at the feet of the female he wants to be his mate. If the female takes the rock and puts it in the nest, it means she wants him as her mate. The rock is like a wedding ring. Chapter 2. Look at that! Animals have strange adaptations to hide from predators, to find prey to eat, or to find a mate. Some animals don't look like animals. They look like part of the environment around them. Camouflage is a good way to hide from predators and survive. One animal with amazing camouflage is the leafy sea dragon, which lives in the waters near Australia. The leafy sea dragon is an animal that hides by moving. When it moves through the water, it looks like a piece of seaweed. This is good because its environment has a lot of seaweed. The leafy sea dragon's body is green, orange, and gold, and it has small pieces on its body that look just like seaweed. What is the only thing that shows it's an animal? Its eyes. Leafy sea dragons also behave in a weird way. The male carries the eggs. After the female lays from 100 to 250 eggs, the male picks them up and carries them in a special place under its tail. It keeps them for 4 to 6 weeks until the eggs hatch and the babies come out. And leafy sea dragons don't have teeth or a stomach. To eat, they suck very small animals into their long mouths. What a weird and wonderful animal. Another animal with great camouflage is the walking stick. A walking stick is an insect that looks like a stick that can walk. Walking sticks go out at night. During the day, they hide in plants and do not move. Look at the picture. Can a predator see this walking stick? Probably not. Some insects look like other animals. When the snake caterpillar sees a predator, it puts its legs under its body and makes the front of its body bigger. Then it looks just like a snake. Predators want a delicious caterpillar, but they see a snake and stay away. There are many insects that look like flowers and plants, but some reptiles do too. One example is the leaf-tailed gecko. It's a kind of small lizard that lives in Madagascar. When a predator looks for its lunch and sees this gecko, it thinks it's just an old brown leaf and goes to look somewhere else. Some animals use venom to keep predators away. The saddleback caterpillar of eastern North America looks like a leaf, but it also has sharp hairs with venom on them. When a predator touches these hairs, it gets hurt. The blanket octopus doesn't have anything on its own body to keep it safe. It takes something from another very dangerous animal, the Portuguese man of war. This animal has tentacles with venom on them. The venom can make animals and people very sick, but it doesn't hurt the blanket octopus. So when the blanket octopus swims by a Portuguese man of war, it takes a tentacle. Then it can hit its predators with the tentacle. That's a very smart octopus. Some predators have very strange adaptations for getting prey. The archer fish lives in warm water all over the world. It looks normal, like a fish you might have in your home aquarium, but the way it gets its prey is weird. The archer fish eats small insects. When it looks up and sees an insect on a leaf near the top of the water, it spits water at it from its mouth. The spit hits the insect falls into the water, and the archer fish gets lunch. The mantis shrimp of North America must get close to its prey. But when it does, watch out. The mantis shrimp has the fastest arm in the animal kingdom. It moves at 80 kilometers per hour. It hits so hard, it can break the glass in an aquarium. Its prey doesn't know what hit it. Sometimes, an animal looks very sweet and not dangerous at all. But looks don't always tell the whole story. Look at the short-tailed shrew. It's very small and soft, with little eyes and ears. But it is a dangerous predator. In its mouth are 32 very sharp teeth. And this shrew is one of the few mammals with venom. When it bites its prey, a mouse, bird, or insect, the venom kills it. The venom is so strong that it can hurt, but not kill, a person. The short-tailed shrew has to be a good predator. It needs to eat a lot, 2 or 3 times its body weight every day. Now let's move away from danger and talk about love. The male bowerbird of Australia and New Guinea really works hard to get a mate. The males build nests called bowers. These can be very big and can look like a house. They decorate them with flowers, leaves, vegetables, rocks, insects, and even man-made things, like colored plastic bottle tops. And it's all to get the female to be his mate. Another hardworking lover is the small manakin bird from South America. It dances up and down tree branches and sings with its wings to show the female it's the best male manakin in the forest. It can hit its wings together 107 times a second to make a tick, tick, tick sound. The females love it. Some animals don't want to dance, sing, build a beautiful house, or do anything special to get a mate. Some animals do nothing at all. For example, there is the anglerfish, which lives in the Atlantic and Antarctic oceans. The female anglerfish has a fishing pole on her head. This is a very useful adaptation for catching food. The male anglerfish, which is much smaller than the female, doesn't have this fishing pole, but he doesn't need it. He lets the female do his fishing. When a male anglerfish sees a female, he holds onto her with his sharp teeth. Over time, the male becomes a part of the female. He loses his eyes and most of his internal organs. A female can have 6 or more husbands on her body. Some animals are weird because of the way they get from one place to another. Take a look at the pink handfish of Tasmania. The name tells you a lot about this strange animal. First of all, it's pink. But what makes it really weird is its hands. Yes, hands. The pink handfish does not swim around the ocean using fins. It walks along the ocean floor on its hands. What must the other fish think about that? And what about legs? Of course, most animals have legs, but no other animal has as many as a Lacme planopus. That's the Latin name for a white millipede that was found in 2005. So how many legs does it have? 750. That makes it the leggiest animal in the world. Another weird thing about this millipede is that it is found only in one very small place in Northern California, USA. But its next closest animal relative lives about 16,000 kilometers away in South Africa. What happened? A family argument? Nobody knows. Some animals have feet and legs, but don't move much. The three-toed sloth lives in Central and South America. It is the slowest mammal on Earth. It moves so little that algae grow on its fur. This makes the fur a little green and gives the sloth camouflage in the trees. Sloths sleep in trees for 15 to 20 hours a day. They even have their babies in trees. But they come down from the trees about once a week to go to the bathroom. Look at the okapi. It looks like a kind of horse or zebra, but it's not related to either of them. Its only animal relative is the giraffe. That's weird because the okapi's neck is not as long as a giraffe's. However, it does have a long tongue that it uses like a hand, just like a giraffe. Scientists didn't know about the okapi until 1900. We still don't know much about the okapi because it lives in the thick forests of Central Africa. The blobfish is really weird. It's the sloth of the sea. It doesn't swim. It floats in the ocean near Tasmania and Australia. It doesn't try to catch food. It just eats anything that comes near its mouth. And it looks completely miserable. The platypus of eastern Australia is maybe the weirdest animal on Earth. It has the tail of a beaver, the fur of an otter, the bill and feet of a duck, and the venom of a snake. The male platypus has sharp parts on its back feet, called stingers. The stingers have venom. The platypus can hit a predator with its feet and then get away. When the platypus wants to eat, it goes under the water and uses its bill to feel around for insects and small sea life. It also picks up some small rocks in its mouth. The platypus doesn't have teeth, so it uses the rocks to help it chew the food. But the weirdest thing about the platypus is that it's a mammal, but it lays eggs. Wow, that's weird. Chapter 3. What do you think? There are many weird animals in the world, and scientists are making more. What's a liger? It's a baby of a tiger mother and a lion father. And a tigon? That's a baby of a tiger father and a lion mother. One weird thing about these animals is that the liger is bigger and stronger than its parents, but the tigon is smaller than its parents. Ligers or tigons don't naturally happen in the wild, but sometimes people let tigers and lions have babies in zoos or other places. Many people don't like this because baby tigons and ligers are often sick. Do you think it's a good idea for scientists to make hybrids, animals with parents of different species? Is it dangerous for us? Is it bad for the animals? In many stories and movies, there are hybrid animals, for example, horses with the wings of a bird. Think about the animals from this book or others that you know about. Is there a different species that you would like to make? What do you think is the perfect hybrid animal? What different animal parts does it have? Scientists are finding new animal species every year. Maybe your perfect animal already exists. It could be, because the animal world is weird and wonderful.